Hello, everybody. Welcome to Together Forever. I'm Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio is
Mandla Lupondwana.
Guys, we've been looking at how disrespect can crop up in a marriage setting and ways of curbing that. And last time, we looked at this problem of having double standards, that sometimes our wives will use disrespect because we are not true to what we say, and they're trying to send a message across. And we end up saying that whatever you're struggling with, husbands especially, pray about it. God is able to remove that. He says if we confess, he will forgive us and help us change. Mandla, what are we going to look at today?
Today we look at a difficult one. Deliberate disrespect because your wife is just a rude person.
Whoa, okay.
We have those instances.
But wouldn't that be picked up in the dating phase? Or is it something that maybe because, you know, we're happy and we overlook it? Or
both.
Okay.
Both in that we sometimes don't pick it up, and largely it's because we are overlooking certain things. People who are generally rude know that they are rude. And when they are still dating, they put their best foot forward. In other words, they try not to be rude. They try not to be disrespectful. They try to be okay. And generally when we are dating, we don't get into the habit of fighting about everything. And even when we fight, we tend to have very sophisticated fights, you know. We're very understanding. We are very quick to try and find a solution and so on. And during our dating period, our fights are usually, most of the time, the woman would be upset because of something and she decides she doesn't call, or she decides she wants to pout and keep quiet. And as a man, you try and plead. You know, the tone is always good. Mm. You are always on the persuading side, negotiating
getting
side
the
as a husband.
Flowers and chocolates.
Exactly. So there is no back and forth. There's no opportunity to have a sustained fight that you find that it's not being resolved quickly and so on, such that people get to burst out. And sometimes something like that does happen. It does happen. It's a once-off and we're quick to forgive them. Those things, and we overlook it because that's the nature of dating. It's very difficult to see the true colors of a person during that kind of a relationship. Of course, their friends and family, they know what kind of person this is. But if we didn't get an opportunity to befriend these people before we dated them, we usually don't get to find out the kind of people that they are. Now, you're married to this person and you discover that they are rude. And their rudeness may be because of their upbringing. Now, let me explain this. There are certain people who are brought up in an environment where it was okay to swear, to use curse words. But it's okay. It's regular life. And even though they may know it's not right, they're not uncomfortable doing it. And so you will find that in the heat of a moment, she'll boom, say something that you feel, what? How can you say that? Some people grow up in an environment where there is no such respect for a man, for a head of a household. Maybe it will be because she was brought up by a single parent, but not all single parents are like that. So you'll find that there's a father figure that you are being taught to respect. Sometimes it may be that there was a man, but the man was so irresponsible that he was treated with disrespect, and the girl grew up observing that. And also learn not to have any real respect for men.
It's almost like the man we talked about in the last.
Yes. And so you find that when you come into the picture, there is no wow factor about you. There is no matter of respecting you in any particular way, because that's just who she is. You know, if you don't like it, you can go jump off a cliff. Sometimes you'll find that this is how she fights. Because of how she grew up and where she grew up, the fights get brutal. They throw everything at you like there's no tomorrow, like there's not going to be any marriage tomorrow. Some people grow up that way, and they observe adults fight that way. They observe other children fight that way, and they think it's normal. They think it's normal for you to when you fight to bring everything in your pockets and throw at them that other person, and so they just basically think it's normal. And so this is why I'm saying the person is just rude. It may not be that it's not anything that you've done. It may not be a situation that warrants that the person be rude. It's just that that's how they deal with challenges.
That's how they
deal with fights. That's what they've learned from their background. Mm-hmm. That's how they solve problems. And sometimes you'll find that they grew up in a situation where whoever was more intimidating than the other one, you know, whoever threatened to beat you up or whoever used the more serious curse words ended up winning because the other would cower away. And so when you are here fighting with them, that's how they try to assert themselves. They think that to try and put their point across firmly, you don't argue it well. Instead, you use curse words. You use all kinds of disrespect because that's how they've seen it happen when they were growing up. This is how they treat you as a husband. Now, this one is tough. It's tough because it's difficult for them to change unless they get converted. Hmm. This is where I would say you need to find a way to introduce your spouse to Christ. Hmm. And that's how you get out of that one. Because Jesus gets to change the character of the person.
The core.
Jesus gets into the core of who the person is, mm-hmm. and transforms them. Jesus steps into their life and demands that they submit to you. And demands from your wife that she treats you in a certain way. Because scripture will say she must submit to you as to the Lord, as though she's submitting to Christ. Now, unless she's converted, Christ cannot have any authority over her. Okay. Yes, we can try and talk to them. And sometimes you'll find some manner adjustments when you talk to her and say, don't use this word. She'll just find another word to use. And sometimes she will just go right out and tell you, when you married me, you know, this is what you knew. I was like this. No, I did not know. And some will even tell you, well, you're stuck with me. What are you going to do? What do you want to do? You know, and others will go to the point of fighting back. I've known of men who have just discovered that their wives don't just talk back, but they fight back. Some wives are the first to throw a punch. Are the first to smack the husband, and you're here shocked. How can you be clapped by a wife? And that's what she does. Why? Because that's what she saw. That's what she observed. And in those instances, I'm telling you, when you're married to a rude person, your best bet is conversion. Because even when we can give you communication skills are for people who want to use them. Rude people who always resort to rudeness and disrespect because that's what they know.
That's their form of communication.
That is what they know. That is what they have learned. And it's very difficult to train an adult to do new things unless you are able to step inside of them and change what they want and change who they want to be. And that's what Jesus Christ does. Steps inside. It's a difficult one, I know. And this is why we've kind of left it towards the end, because it's really tough. I've seen couples that go to counseling because of a rude wife. A few years later, it just hasn't worked out, because that's just who the person is. It's tough, really tough. Pray for your wife. Try to introduce them to Christ. Don't give up, because people can change. The Lord can work on people, and the people can change. Later on, when we are dealing with family finance in our series, we will deal with a new kind of disrespect that is creeping up. Hmm. That is when your wife earns considerably more than you do.
Okay.
When your wife is the breadwinner, the wife earns more than you do, or the wife is the one bringing home the money, and as a man, you're unemployed. Talk to many of those situations, they've experienced it. But we'll deal with that when we deal with family finance and how we deal with the dynamics of family finance. So yes, there is that disrespect as well. So that I don't know about it, I'd like us to deal with it then, because we'll deal with it comprehensively when we deal with how you manage money. Doesn't matter who earns it, how do you manage money? And how you manage money when you are no longer the breadwinner as a man.
So, Manji, then I would imagine that this, here you said that if, you know, you find that your wife is rude, introduce them to Christ, because no one else can really get to the core and change them. Then I guess this would work for the husband as well, right?
It works for the husband as well. If you have a husband that's like that, your best bet is to introduce them to the Lord. If you want to change anybody in the core of who they are, nothing works better than introducing them to God. Because whatever you fight about, you'll fight over words. They'll find other words. You'll fight over the fact that he beats you up. Well, he'll apologize for losing his temper, but he'll lose it again, because he'll feel he can afford to lose his temper and beat you up. So fundamental changes can't be talked over. Mm-hmm. Those changes you need someone to want to change who they are. And that's where Christ comes in. Jesus Christ makes you want to change who you are and at become a better person. Mm. And that is the first step towards a beautiful long road of having a different wife or a different husband.
Mm. Well, I think that's a very good note to end on. Guys, remember, whatever you're struggling with, earlier on, Mandla mentioned that whatever habit you're struggling with that is causing tension, pray about it. And if you want to find out how you can have this relationship with Jesus, how you can tap into the changing power of what Mandla was talking about, write into us. Later on in the program, we'll give you the address that you can use. But until next time, I am Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lobondwana.
God bless.